Well, what's up, everyone? Aaron Nagler here with Cheesehead TV, coming to you live on what is it? Is it Thursday? Thursday morning. Packers should be in pads today, although who knows with the number of guys they have banged up. Maybe they have another walkthrough. Getting a lot of guys back. Always fun to see big names like Bakhtiari and Alan Lazard back at practice. But I'll be surprised if either one of them actually plays on Sunday. And look, this Vikings team, don't sleep on it. I understand they have a terrible record and the Packers should win this game going away. But Mike Zimmer is a very good coach, as Aaron Rodgers said yesterday on his availability. One of the best coaches in the league when it comes to X's and O's. There is zero doubt that this defense will give the Packers offense some problems early on. I do expect, like I said, the Packers should beat the pants off this team. But don't take the Vikings lightly. Everyone, I've already seen so many mentions of the game against the 49ers next Thursday night. It makes me uncomfortable. A lot of ball game left. Got to go 1-0 this week, people. Hello to everybody in the comments. Speaking of you people, how you doing? Again, late breaking the huddle. My Nagler man is getting thrown. Well, I did ask Matt about that this week, and something that kind of dawned on me during the watch party, and I think Matt kind of backed that up. The fact that, look, you watch the Rams, right? And they're so fast and they're so quick, but all the thinking's going on their sideline. With the head coach. With the Packers, all the thinking is going on at the quarterback position. And having Aaron Rodgers affords you the ability to maybe take some more time. Now, the one downside on my end, when I look at it, and I'm sure others have thought this as well, is you take it down to 1 second every time. Yeah, the defense knows it can tee off. And we've seen the Packers get in trouble in that regard. But for the most part, I think the benefits outweigh the downside. Good morning, everybody. Chad, how are you, buddy? David, go Pack, go. Cook could run all over us. Drew, we'll see if he's even available. I know they're coming off a bye week and there's a chance that he could play, but let's see. Now, let's not forget, everyone was all worried that they were going to run all over the Packers in week one, and the score took care of that. I suspect we could see a similar thing play out, but yes, he is a danger. There is no doubt about it. I said it on Transplants last night. He's the one component to this team, especially on the offensive side, that could give the Packers a ton of problems. Now, that said, the Packers are playing much better up front at this point than they were back in week one. So we will see. And don't forget, they also lost Kenny Clark halfway through that game, and even before halfway. So a lot will be different this time around. Michael, sure. Can we talk about how comical it is? Can we talk about how comical it is that there's a perception that Cheesehead TV doesn't care about analytics or film when you talk to Herman every week and directly clip Ben Fennell on transplants? Michael, people can say whatever they want. We dare to have fun here. That is our crime. We don't take football as a fucking science. We actually know that it's art, and there are so many components to it. There is no one true answer, and there never will be, no matter what Captain Spreadsheet tells you. So I'm fine with it. They can look at us and view us however they want. I'm having a good time. It's that simple. It's going to be an easy W. Luca, don't go there, man. Don't go. I'm telling you, no game in the NFL is easy. Not a one. Preston, thank you for the super chat. How much do you buy into the Will Fuller talk? I don't doubt for a second that they're calling. Now, is Brian going to make a push to make sure he gets him? I doubt it. I do know Schneidman's reporting says that they have been, quote unquote, the most active, though I don't know what that means, but I don't doubt for a second that there's interest. I still will be very surprised if Gutekunst actually pulls the trigger. But hey, I've been surprised before. Andrew, thanks for the super chat. Will we ever see the two mesh for hurry up, though? I doubt it. Not in any true meaningful way. Maybe in a 2 minute drill, but not nearly as much as we see from McVay and company. Joel, thanks for the super chat. Regarding Andy Herman's grades, is Rashawn Gary trending towards bust? No, I don't. He's playing on a bum ankle. He literally re-hurt the ankle halfway through that game after he had a sack that was taken away because Kenny jumped off sides. I can't. Trash Panda, what's up? Thanks for the super chat. I'm out on Will Fuller, but count me a 100% in on Evan Engram. 3.5 years left on his deal and only 26, but I love this team either way. I mean, that's the thing. You get Fuller, and that's definitely a rental that you're then going to have to turn around and renegotiate with if you want to keep him around. So I understand that kind of thinking. I hear you on Ingram. I'm in on Crowder, man. I hope they get Crowder. I think he would provide a real skill set that they don't have on the offensive side of the ball. But again, I'm going to be shocked if they actually make a move. Why do you think the pass rush isn't getting home? Is it a scheme thing or the players need to step up, or maybe a bit of both? Julia, they got home several times against the Texans, and especially against a mobile quarterback. I think maybe Packers fans' perception is skewed sometimes. I understand that like there's not pressure on every single down, but man, the other team gets paid too. They got Watson on the ground. They flushed him out of the pocket. They applied pressure. They affected the quarterback and the pocket. I think people need to watch other teams every once in a while. And I understand there are teams that maybe put more pressure on the quarterback than the Packers. But turn it around and look at the Seahawks. They can't put pressure on the quarterback to save their life, and they're still winning games. You know, everyone talks about the Packers defense. The Packers defense is playing better than the Seahawks defense across the board. You know, but yet the Seahawks have this perception probably because of the Legion of Boom days and because they have Pete Carroll as the coach, as this defensive team, the team that has some defense. They're so desperate they just traded for Carlos Dunlap. Their pass rush is okay. Can it be better? 100% yes. But they are affecting the quarterback, and that's what you want. Dustin, thanks for the super chat. Think Fuller is too expensive but could see Stills. I mean, I haven't heard anything around Stills, but I guess it's a possibility. Craig, thanks for the super chat. Loved your question to Aaron Rodgers yesterday about his mechanics. His answer seemed a bit weird. Thoughts, you love us asking thoughts questions. Admit it. Yeah, you know I hate thoughts. I don't ever expect Aaron to give a unvarnished thing, answer, what have you, about his mechanics and technique, what have you. But, you know, I don't think it's a mystery. You look at it on film, it's right there. He's fallen away, thrown sidearm off his back foot, blah, blah, blah. You know, just thought it should be asked because I thought it was pretty damn apparent. But yeah, no, I wasn't surprised by his answer. It kind of echoed what he said a couple years ago when we asked him about it. And he mentioned the fundamental trophies that he won in high school that are still on his wall somewhere. So yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised at the answer. I just thought I'd ask the question. What up, Aaron? When do you anticipate Lazard and Kirksey to return to game action? Good question, Brett. They do have, the team has a 21-day window as of yesterday to activate either one of them. I'd be very surprised if either one of them are out there on Sunday against the Vikings. Maybe outside chance for the Thursday game against the 49ers. My hunch is, and I hate this, but my hunch is they activated them with the idea of, or they brought them off IR with the idea of activating them after the 49ers game. I could be completely wrong. And I hope I am, because I'd love to see either one of them out there. But we'll see. oh, God, Corey. No, not a fantasy question. Oh, I'm glad you prefaced it. So, Jedi Nags, which player surprisingly gets hot for the Packers on Sunday? Malik Taylor. Lock it up. Walter Williams, thanks for the super chat. How will AJ injury affect contract talks? I don't think it does very much. You know, who knows how active those talks have been throughout the season, if at all. I don't doubt for a second that the Packers and Aaron Jones still want to get something done. They know what he can do. I don't think this is a question of, well, you weren't out there, so we're going to offer less. I don't think it's quite as delineated as that. They know his value to the offense and to this team. I don't think they're ever going to pay for his services. We'll see how it plays out, but I don't think the injury matters that much. Patrick Queen looking pretty solid also. Yeah, he is. Come back to me when we know how Jordan Love looks. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. After the cap goes down because of COVID, it'll go up again because of the TV rights as soon as we can pack stadiums again, right? I mean, yeah, that's probably a year and a half away, 2 years maybe. But yeah, those new TV rights are going to be insane. There was that report about from Bloomberg about Fox being ready to spend $2 billion on their television contract. So yeah, I would suspect most teams will be able to, you know, handle whatever dip comes next year with the revenue and with the salary cap going down in anticipation of being able to sign ludicrous deals down the road. And you've already seen that play out in the contract structures, especially look at Kenny Clark. Look how they structured that deal. These next 2 years, his cap number is very minimal, and then it balloons to like 20-something million. That's in anticipation of those things happening. Trash Panda, thanks for the super chat. If Kiki and Adams can take a step, the interior is okay. Very much agreed. And I think they're in the process of doing that. I loved Montrevious Adams' game on Sunday. I talked about it on Transplants last night. Maybe he's a coach killer. Maybe he's just a tease. We've seen decent stretches of play from him before, and then he's disappeared. But I tell you what, if he can just give them what he gave them on Sunday against the Texans week in and week out, they are cooking with gas, especially against the run. As far as Kiki goes, great thing to look at when I'm talking. What I'm talking about, that is exactly what I'm talking about when about affecting the quarterback and putting pressure on the pocket. His pressure, his initial pressure on Watson last week, directly led to Zadarius's sack. Those are the things that people generally don't talk about or look at, but that's what you need up front. Is it going to happen down in and down out? Probably not, but more often than not, if you can go through a game affecting the quarterback, pressuring him, moving him off the spot a handful of times, five or six times, you've done your job. I always think back to my conversation with David Bakhtiari a couple of years ago on my podcast where I was talking to him about, I think they were facing Atlanta, and Dwight Freeney was coming up, and he had mentioned once facing Dwight Freeney and how they were talking between plays. And, you know, Freeney said point blank, look, you can block me every single play. All I have to do is get home one time. And that's the game is a success for me. That's the mentality. I mean, if you can get one sack or even just touch the quarterback one time, you're doing your job as a pass rusher, you know? Now, obviously you want to do that more than just once, but you know, the offensive line, the protection has to be perfect every time. Defense, that's why they celebrate. That's why they do those damn sack dances, because it is so fucking difficult to get to the quarterback. But yeah, I agree. Kiki and Adams, they can keep on their trajectory. They're in a good spot. Barnes' injury, how is he looking? Drew, he returned to practice yesterday, so that bodes well. We'll see how the rest of the week plays out. Hopefully he doesn't have a setback. But the fact that he was out there yesterday is encouraging. Where can I get that poster? I got it at an art print place. And I always tell you guys, I'm never going to give their name out because they were supposed to send it in a frame and they didn't. So I just threw it up on the wall. But yeah, just if you go, just Google like old school Packer photos and you'll find a bunch. Has there been any update on what Bakhtiari's injury was? Nope, John, all we got is chest. That is it. Over Crowder, I like Jennings' suggestions about Golden Tate. Oh, that'd be fun just for the drama, but no, I don't see Golden Tate happening. What do we got here? What do we got? What are your thoughts on Dylan last week? Part of the process or just not seeing the holes? I thought he ran okay. I don't think they blocked it up particularly well last week for either back. Now, that said, I do think he left some yards on the field, but for the most part, I thought he got what was there. Yeah, he's a young guy. I'm not worried about Dylan. I think he's going to keep continuing to improve. Drew, thanks for the super chat. A lot of season left, but is it that the offense needs to get us a lead so we can focus on pass rush to beat good teams? It would certainly help. There's no doubt about it. I mean, having the entire playbook open to one of the greatest, if not the greatest quarterback to ever play the game, certainly doesn't help, and that's what we saw down in Tampa. I don't think it's like a necessity. They have to have it that way, but golly gee willikers, it'll hell of a lot easier to operate if you do have a lead with this team. Will French, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on Herman's bad grade for Preston versus Houston? I have no thoughts on Andy Herman's grades. You are more than welcome to ask Andy about it. I thought Preston played a hell of a game. Seems to me the pack has better depth at most positions than they have had. Very much so, Todd. You look across the board, you got Will Redmond stepping up. You know, you've got some of the guys along the defensive line we just talked about stepping up. You've got who I think they're on their fourth and fifth inside backers stepping up. You know, you got Josh Jackson stepping up. You got Billy Turner sliding over to left tackle and Rick Wagner right and locking down right tackle against JJ Watt. Yeah, he got beat a couple times, but it's JJ Watt. That's depth. That's a team going down on the road with a bunch of backups and walking away with the game. That's really encouraging. I love this team. I love it. Preston, thanks for the super chat. What should we expect out of Malik Taylor? Hopefully some more snaps. You can't keep throwing MVS out there. I understand that you guys are going to have ups and downs, but MVS is in the midst of another disappearing act. And you want guys out there who are going to answer the bell. And Taylor has done it every single time his number has been called, whether it was the fourth down play against Atlanta, touchdown against the Houston Texans. Give me more Malik Taylor. And I'm not going to pretend to blow smoke and tell you he's going to come out there and be all world or anything. But, man, he runs good routes. He's physical in the run game when he's asked to block. And he produces every time his number is called. Give me more of that. Trash Panda, thanks for the super chat. Can we get back to what matters? Kicking the Vikings' asses. Let's go. Go back, go. Cheesehead TV for life. That's what I'm talking about. Is Mason Crosby hurt or did I misread something? No, Matt, you did not misread. He is indeed hurt. He was on the injury report yesterday. He's got a left calf injury and a back issue. So we'll see. I know they've had Vogel in. He could possibly take over those duties, but I suspect they probably use J.K. Scott as a kickoff guy because he did that his rookie year in camp, and boy, howdy, was he kicking them out of the end zone every single time. Bethany, thank you for the super chat. What is the main thing holding MVS back now? Consistency. Right now, he's I don't know if he's in his head. I don't know what it is on his end. But, man, it's something that Aaron Rodgers talked about all summer long. When we saw MVS producing day after day in training camp, and Rodgers would talk about how this was the standard, and he needed to be set, and he needed to continue every single day. For the second year in a row, he has started out well. Yes, he was a bit inconsistent in week one, but he still produced, still provided big plays, etc. And we've seen kind of a deterioration of his concentration, of his consistency, what have you. You know, and I think there's a potential he's just the ultimate coach killer. You've seen tons of upside. You've seen the ability. You've seen he can do it. He just can't put it together in a consistent way. And you cannot count on guys like that. You just cannot. So I don't know if you see more Equanimeous St. Brown, more Malik Taylor, but MVS keeps getting chances. And you know, the more he starts squandering them, the quicker it's time for other folks to get opportunities. Nathan, thanks for the super chat. I think the main competitor in signing Bakhtiari is Denver. They need tackle help, and Denver has never won a Super Bowl without a number 69 on the line. Nathan, that is some deep dive right there. That's impressive. Wow. Fantastic work. Vikings cornerback still bad. Dan, not only are they bad, but they are banged up. I believe three of their top four corners are hurt and will probably miss this game against the Packers. I expect a whole lot more of Davante Adams getting plenty of looks from Aaron Rodgers. Now, who knows how Zimmer goes about playing it. He kind of left those guys to their own devices last time around. I suspect he'll maybe adjust things this time. Carry the G, Gilbert. MVS going for 100 yards against the Vikings. Could happen. Had a big play against them last time. Also dropped a couple, but yeah, I'm rooting for him. I hope so. Means the offense is doing well. I'm all in on that. What else we got? It's nice to have Kirksey, Martin, and Barnes in rotation. Hopefully Pettin gets creative with them. Totally agree there, Ben. I really want to see more Kamal Martin, man. He is fun to watch. Adams breaking 200 yards this week. It's possible. Do I expect a significant impact from Seth Roberts? No. But they do call my podcast Nagler's Never Right, so we'll see. Do you think we will trade for Will Fuller? CM3 Sports and Dirt Bikes in all caps. Do I think they will? No. We trading for TJ and JJ Watt? Jeezy baby, stop drinking in the morning. All right, I got to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out. Please hit like and subscribe on this video and this channel. Make sure you check out Packer Transplants. If you missed it last night, Corey and I had a lot of fun. It's always a good time. And Patreon members, I'll see you tonight, 6 p.m. for the happy hour. If you aren't a Patreon member, you can join up at patreon.com/CheeseheadTV. All we ask is $5 a month. It goes a long way in helping to support everything we do at Cheesehead TV, including 5+ hours of live streaming each and every game day. But if you can't, totally get it. Just hit like. Hit subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.